listening to Vaughn Radio.
Vaughn Radio.
Everybody, welcome back to the Drive Time Show. It's time, believe it or not, for our final half hour. The final half hour. This is it. This is the dramatic conclusion, everybody, of today's Drive Time Show. And we're joined with four wonderful guests. Spencer is back, and today he has brought Lucia, Titus, and Isla. And we're kind of having a good time here today.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm kind of sad it's going to end.
We'll have to come back again sometime soon to visit us again. But we're talking about 12-step programs. And let's get into some stories. But first, I want to ask if you'll like, do you like expressions in English, Titus?
Very much so.
Well, fantastic. Well, you've come to the right place. You've come to the right radio show then. Let's quickly have a look at today's expression of the day.
Expression of the day.
So the expression of the day today, this is a good one. A double whammy. You heard that one?
Yep.
Oh, that's a double whammy. What does that mean?
It means you get hit by something twice.
Yeah. Yeah, double whammy. Normally it's not a good thing, right? Normally it's something bad happens, then something else happens. That's not good. Would you say? Like, I got locked out of my house, and then I was trying, I couldn't find my keys. I got locked out of my house. And then I realized I tried to call the locksmith, but my phone was inside the house. Double whammy. One bad thing. Oh, another bad thing.
I always equated it with something good. Double whammy. Like, you know,
kind okay. of
like
it could
betting.
Be good. It could be good, too.
Okay. All right.
Win,
good. Let's be optimistic.
Double whammy. Wow.
Let's be optimistic.
Or food. You know,
more double. Yeah, you
make
get
it a double whammy. It's like a double burger or something. I don't know.
All right. Okay.
Well, sometimes it could be good. Or sometimes it can be horrible, bad, like what happened to you.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So let's be optimistic and say it can be a good thing, too. Whammy. Whammy. That's not a word you see every day.
Yeah.
But
I have never heard it in my life.
So double whammy, sometimes something happens and then something else happens that sort of adds to it. Cumulative, let's say. Double whammy, all right, that's our expression of the day. And why don't we have that was real quick. So why don't we practice, why don't we go ahead with today's pronunciation? How about that, Nacho?
What did you say?
I speak Spanish.
No, I speak Spanish.
Speak Spanish.
No, I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
Very good.
Pronunciation.
All right, so our pronunciation today, I want to practice the way we often link words together, right? Like instead of saying, do you want to go? We often say, do you wanna? So then when someone from Spain goes to Cleveland, and they're walking down the street of Cleveland, and someone says, do you want to go to the park? And they say, what? I don't understand you because my grammar book said, do you want to? And you just said, do you wanna? So it's good to help us develop the ear to recognize at least some of the way that we link these words together. So today we can practice with, well, how would you say, has estado en Nueva York? How would you say that?
Have you been in New York?
Yeah, or been to.
Have you been to New York?
Probably would say been to, right? Have you been to New York? And then been to becomes been to. Have you been to New York? Have you been to New York?
Yes, I have.
Is it a nice city?
It's big. It's you
wonderful.
Have to like people to go to New York.
All right.
My favorite street is the gigantic one, where all the souvenirs are there.
Have you been to New York?
Yes, I have. Twice.
Okay. Have you been to, I don't know, have you been to California?
Yes, I have.
Have you been to France?
Yes, I have.
Have you been to Germany?
No, I haven't.
No, but she's been to Hawaii twice.
You've been to Hawaii? Wow.
Ooh.
You've traveled everywhere, it seems.
Coconuts are really yummy there.
In Hawaii?
Yeah.
I love coconut. Do you like coconut, Titus?
Coconut ice cream is my favorite thing. It's my kryptonite.
Nice. I have a thing for coconut. I love coconut.
But in Spain, they're not good because they're black and hard. In Hawaii, it's like really juicy and the skin is like...
They're green. They're fresh. Yeah. There's coconut there. They're like jelly inside. They're not solidified.
Wow.
Yeah. Not like a hard ball.
I love coconut water, but it's very expensive.
Oh, here it is. But yeah, in Hawaii, they give you a coconut for $3. And you have it with water inside and chili inside, basically.
I need to go to Hawaii then.
It's very expensive.
I think you'd like it.
Yeah. It'd be where I'd spend a lot on the flight, but I would save on all the coconut water, right? Be ahead of the game. All right, Binta. So we're practicing Binta. So how would you say, no, nunca he estado en Chicago?
I've never been to Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No he ido al dentista este año.
I haven't gone to the dentist this year.
Yeah,
I haven't been to.
I haven't been to the
been
dentist.
To, I said.
Have you been? Have you been to the dentist this year?
Yeah, I had to go.
I don't like going to the dentist, but it is necessary sometimes.
Yes.
Spencer, how would you say no han ido al supermercado todavía? Ellos.
They haven't been to the supermarket.
Okay.
Yet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Él ya ha estado en mi casa.
She's already been in my house.
Yeah. Yeah. She's already been to my house. Not that I'm forcing the linking, but I think it helps people get accustomed to hearing it a little bit. Been to. Anyway, that's our pronunciation.
Well, yeah, and it depends on where they go and who they're speaking
and where they've been to.
And
where they've been to.
Mm-hmm.
Some people speak clearer than
others.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So our guests today are talking about, among other things, we're talking about various 12-step programs available all over the place. But we happen to be today sitting in Madrid, so there are a lot of programs, and you are involved in – which are you most involved with, Al-Anon?
Al-Anon. I've been going to Al-Anon for a little over 3 years now here in Madrid. What got me to Al-Anon – was my ex-spouse. The initial idea was to sort of see how I could get him to stop drinking, which, of course, that's not at all what Al-Anon is about. Al-Anon is about looking to your own sanity and mental health and how to deal with your own problems that have been caused by somebody else's drinking problem. So you go in there thinking that you're going to save somebody else, but in the end, the person that you actually are saving is yourself. And you do that by listening, by sharing, by reading, by attending meetings, by being present, by doing what we call service, which means it can be anything from being treasurer for a group or coming to the radio and talking about it, mm-hmm. Simply showing up and being present. Mm-hmm. And just the magic of the group, it's hard to describe if you haven't ever felt it, but for many of us, and for me certainly, is simply walking into their room, there's the feeling of, I'm in a safe spot. I'm in a safe place. I am comfortable here. Here, people hear me. I am heard. I am loved for who I am, how I am. There is no judgment. There is no gossip. There is no shoulds. There is just... unconditional caring for each other and being there. You can call people in the program. We do what we call program calls, which means that if you're between meetings and you're feeling stressed or uncomfortable, you can pick up the phone. There's lists of phone numbers available, and you call somebody in program and you talk to them. And you can talk through that uncomfortable situation that you're in. So it's, I would say, I would call it my family of choice. Mm-hmm. It becomes your tribe. It becomes your go-to place to feel better. And it is an incredible help. Seriously, I wouldn't be where I am today, and I wouldn't feel the way I feel today, which is calm, serene, happy again, if it hadn't been for this program. Many have seen me from 3 years ago when I walked in through those doors and what I am and how I feel today, and it's a world of a difference. I can just say that for me, it was an incredible game changer. It changed my life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's... a powerful words, I'll say. And one more time, if people want information, right, you can just Google. Just search for it on Google, Al-Anon or Alcoholics Anonymous, depending on, or the 12 steps for whatever sort of challenge you may be facing, as there are so many specialized groups in your community, and put in the name of your town, your city, and you'll see what comes up. And a lot here in Madrid, a lot of them in English as well, which may be of interest to some of our listeners today, right? And Titus, did you have something you wanted to add on a personal note as well, or not?
And newer to Al-Anon and to learning about the 12-step program and how it functions. And one of the things that struck me is, you know, globally, it's essentially run through churches. But the program itself is open to any walk of life, whether they, you know, are an atheist or, you know, whatever religion they believe in, whatever have you. It's not something that is, you know, it's open to any sort of belief system, which is one of the nice things about how Al-Anon functions. And for me, in particularly, it's really a great reminder, a daily reminder on some of the behavioral patterns that I've been able to discover within myself and helping me change them. Because it's very difficult to change, say, addiction, for example. And the reason why the 12-step program was created to combat addiction in the various forms that it takes. And we've learned today it takes forms in overeating, in other substances for Narcotics Anonymous, smoking, obviously sex addiction, And obviously people are affected by their loved ones if they're an addict. And that's where it doesn't get a lot of attention in terms of a free service for folks. And so the more that people can know that this is out there to help them, and maybe that depression they're feeling, the anxiety they get, the irrational thoughts that come through their mind, perhaps it's related to something that they've experienced or are experiencing currently in their family situation, and that's why this exists, you know, to be a space for them to go to and figure out if that's what it is, or to define it for themselves. I certainly was able to define a lot of things for myself, and still to this day deal with my father, who's not with us any longer. He passed away about a year ago. And even when the family member isn't around, it's still the effects of growing up with an alcoholic parent or family. It's can be debilitating for some folks. And the program really has helped me think about it more and be able to also think positively about helping others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, it's just great to know that there is so much out there, and I think, well, certainly more than ever, right? Certainly more support groups than ever.
And well, actually, this has been around for a very, very long time, globally. AA was founded in the 1930s.
That's right.
So it has been around for a very long time. And it is, I think, a little bit about what Spencer was talking about, that there is a little bit of shame attached to it. It's like we brush it under the rug. You don't want to talk about it, don't want to face it. Sometimes the addict really refuses to acknowledge that there is a problem. Or the people who go to Al-Anon are feeling ashamed that there is that problem in the family. And there is really absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. It is just, you know, people dealing with the cards life has dealt them and finding tools and ways to feel better and to deal better with life. There is nothing shameful about doing or joining any of these groups. You know, it's just acknowledging that, hey, I need help. I might need help with my math homework. Well, this is the same thing. There's no shame in it. I need help. And I can find help here for very many different problems.
I think also we're learning that society at large is becoming more open to people acknowledging that mental health is a real issue.
Correct, yes.
And, you know, and now that it's being acknowledged, people are looking for resources. And hey, guess what? There's a resource that's been around since the 30s, and it's thriving, and it's helping folks. So that's one of the things that's very nice about it.
Yeah. It's like I said earlier, I said, oh, my shoulder's bothering me. And I go to a physiotherapist for my shoulder. I got a problem, so I go and I get it taken care of, and I have no problem, you know, telling anyone that, oh, my shoulder's messed up, so I'm going to the doctor to get to the physio. But for some reason, there's this stigma where if it's a mental health issue, there's unfortunately, or there has been this stigma about saying, well, I'm going to get help with that too. And people are, for some reason, hesitant to talk about that. But there's really no reason to be hesitant, is there?
Exactly. No, there isn't. And, you know, It's slowly, I think, society at large is slowly going towards a more open space. And that's probably why you see something like this that Spencer graciously started 6 years ago. Eight years ago, and has grown to such a degree where, you know, a lot of people really volunteer their time and effort to continue this going. And making it open for folks to, and we have new members every day.
And it's very nice.
Excellent. So the doors are open.
Absolutely.
Doors are open. The
always.
Lines,
for
the
whoever
lines are
wants.
Open. Excellent. Fantastic.
There are even Alanteen groups. Okay, so then that's something that maybe we should mention.
Like kids.
I was talking to a mom today that has two teenagers, and she'd like.
No good.
You know, and it's called Alateen instead of Al-Anon, and it's for teenagers. In some places, there are even for younger children starting 8 years old that have addictive parents, and these kids or teenagers come together in a group. They have grown-ups that sponsor them. The grown-ups go through police checks and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's taken very seriously. But there is also help for teenagers. And there are lots of Alanteen groups in Madrid in Spanish.
Yeah.
And we hope to soon have one in English.
Great.
I, you know, I also have some interest to go to the next business meeting to discuss potentially starting a Debtors Anonymous, because Alcoholics Anonymous actually does have Debtors Anonymous, which is in the States and helps a lot of people, because debt can be a very shaming thing and cause a lot of stress and mental health problems in people.
Or gambling. There's Gambling Anonymous, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of groups.
Bring it on.
A lot of problems out there, but...
Well, I think we doubled in size since when we were first on this show. So I'm very grateful for you giving us this platform and people to speak and and having the chance to come on. That was the first time we were ever on the radio, was whenever we were here. Was it a year ago, I think?
I bet it was more than that. Because every time I say, and I said to someone, oh, they were here, he was, you know, they came a year ago. But every time I say that, it's usually in reality, if I look back longer. Mm. I bet it was at least...
No, it means a lot. You know, and as I said to you during the break, one of the people that volunteered for that, that was the last thing she did. She died after the show, suddenly. And it meant a great deal to her to speak about the program.
That doesn't mean that these programs are... I had to crack a smile. Not that, that's terrible.
My but she died.
She came to the Drive Time show and dropped dead right after that.
No, was not a consequence of it.
My life is complete. I went on the radio with Kyle Miller. Now I'm just...
My personal favorite is Al-Anon, but I don't know why, but I like it more than Alan Teen. Because, it gives me more emotion because he just talked to kids, like Alan Teen. You don't seem such an emotion as when you do it with grown-ups.
That's true.
Mm. That's a great point.
Mm-hmm. Because grown-ups and kids have different...
points of view.
Points of view,
different points of view, different ways of looking at things. And, you seem to have a pretty optimistic outlook, which is good.
It's a good way to be, right?
What's that?
I go there a lot.
down the optimists... street.
Before that, I have an ice cream.
She comes to Al-Anon.
Uh-huh. Good. Excellent. Wonderful. Now we've just got a couple minutes. Why don't we have a little challenge here? Can we do one more challenge?
Sure.
All right. Okay. But the way this works, this one is tough.
It's really tough.
Yep. This is tough. Spencer knows this one. This is the one where I'm going to give you the answer to a question and you ask me the question.
So if
I say it's blue, then you're going to say...
what color is it?
Exactly. But it's going to get more difficult than that. And it's going to get more intense.
I do that at school a lot for speaking.
All right. Okay. So let's go ahead. We call this the interrogative challenge.
Interrogative challenge.
Are you ready, Titus?
I'm ready.
Okay, number one. There were seven of us.
How many of you were there?
Okay, she's helping you out.
Oh, is that the answer? How many of them were there?
I think I said there were seven of us. So how many of us were there?
How many of us were there?
That's tough, though. That's starting off with a very difficult one. Number two. I chose the red one. The red one.
Which one did you choose?
Nice. 5 points. Oh, which one did you choose?
I'm coming back strong.
Spencer's back in the business. Yeah. He's back in the
Look
game,
out.
Everybody. Okay. I left it in my car.
Where did you leave it?
Where did you leave it? Ooh. Very good. Number four. He broke 2 world records.
How many records did he break?
Very good. How many records did he break? 2. Number 5. It was built in 1990.
When was it built?
When was it built? Ooh. Very good. Mm-hmm. Number 6. She became Prime Minister in 1980.
When did she become Prime Minister?
Very good. In 1980.
That's Thatcher, right?
Yeah, I think so. Number 7. I'm having lunch with Dave tomorrow.
Who are you having lunch with?
Yeah, tomorrow. Sure. Dave. Number 8. I'm going to find a tough one for you. Let me think of... okay, here. I'm working with Harry on the project.
Who are you working with?
Yeah, who are you working with? Or working with on the project. Very good. Harry. Number 9. Number 9. They're from Cincinnati.
Where are they from?
Where are they from? Elvis Presley was from Memphis.
Where was Elvis Presley from?
Where was Elvis Presley? That was easy, right? Where was he from? But that's not true, because he was from Mississippi. He wasn't from... He was from Mississippi, actually, I think. Yeah. He was born in Tupelo, Mississippi. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
We're out of time. Oh, my gosh. We're out of time. We've had
God
a good time,
God bless you.
Well, thank you ever so much for having us.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
So, you, folks, remember...
Mil gracias.
You can Google it, right?
Yep.
You can Google the 12-step programs, everybody. They are all over the place, no matter what city you're in, because we have more and more people from all over the place. But in Madrid, there are a lot of English groups, and you can find them by Googling Al-Anon, Alcoholics Anonymous, you name it, right?
In Madrid.
In Madrid. Fantastic. Yep. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. It's been wonderful. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in today. Big thanks to Nacho for a great job on the show today as well. Always a pleasure working with Nacho. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone, and we'll be back on Monday. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Lengua, 8. Bien, bien. Matemáticas, 9.5. Muy bien. Educación física, 10. Toma ya. Inglés, 3, Marquitos.
Esta Semana Santa, tráelos a los cursos intensivos de Vaughan para niños. Disfrutarán de sus vacaciones mientras se divierten de verdad. Y aprenden inglés en nuestras clases intensivas de 4 horas diarias, de 4 a 17 años. Infórmate ya en el 911-335-832 o en grupovaughan.com. Clases intensivas para niños y jóvenes en Semana Santa. 911-335-832. Grupovaughan.com.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Vaughan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al mañana me pongo con Vaughan. Llama ahora al 911-333-5833 o entra en Grupo Vaughan.